In today's episode, we are going to explore the incredible importance of showing up for yourself. You often find yourself caught up in the hustle and bustle of daily life, prioritizing the needs of others and neglecting your own well-being. But what if you made a conscious decision to change that? So, we have a lot of great tips to share. Grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So, showing up for yourself means actively and consistently prioritizing your well-being, needs, and personal goals. It involves taking intentional action to care for yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. So right now, I'm going to share a more detailed explanation of what it means to show up for yourself. And be sure to highlight these and take notice and really start to implement this. As always, we always start with the one thing and then work our way through, okay? So, number one, self-awareness. Showing up for yourself starts with cultivating self-awareness, taking the time to understand your values, your strengths, your weaknesses, and also your desires. It's a time to reflect on your emotions, your thoughts, and all the physical sensations in your body to gain insight into what you truly need and want in life. So just think about that. That right there is like a mouthful, right? But also, it means self-compassion. Showing up for yourself means self-compassion. You are showing compassion to self. You're treating yourself with kindness. You're just like really starting to realize that, okay, look, I am human, all right? I can make mistakes. I will make mistakes. I have made mistakes. And noticing that without judgment. And you can practice by speaking to yourself with more understanding, like, okay, it's okay. Understand this time, blah, blah, blah. You know, just you can talk to yourself. But really start tuning in and offering yourself support during the challenging times, okay? So there's some self-awareness, there's some self-compassion, and prioritizing your well-being, making your well-being a priority. This is recognizing that your needs do matter and you deserve attention. You're learning how to set those clear boundaries to protect your time and energy. Let's say it again. Setting clear boundaries to protect your time and energy. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. We've talked about this on my Instagram. I've been doing an Instagram live for Mental Health Awareness Month, and just saying no to those activities or commitments that don't align with your well-being. You know the things you say, okay, and then you're cussing under your breath. Okay, let's stop doing that to yourself, all right? You're meeting those basic needs physically, emotionally, psychologically, making sure you're getting enough sleep, eating those nourishing foods. I've talked to my kids about that. Just making sure that you have the meals that you need for your particular body, making sure that you are participating in a regular physical activity routine, whatever fitness, exercise, movement, whatever you want to call it, and making sure that you are nurturing those meaningful relationships, okay? So at this time, we're going to take a little break. Just take a deep breath and let it out. Because right there, just sharing those three things, self-awareness, self-compassion, and prioritizing your well-being, that is a lot. That is a lot. All right? I want you to take that in just for a moment. And so what if you started adding these to your daily life? What would that mean for you? How would you feel? Would you start showing up for yourself more positively because you're adding that more awareness to what's going on? How would you really show up for yourself? So actually there is four. So self-awareness, self-compassion, prioritizing your well-being, and meeting your basic needs. Of course, there's more that we'll share. But I think we need to sit with these until next time. So this will be part one of showing up for yourself. So I charge you to share this with two people. And also think about showing up for yourself with self-awareness, self-compassion, prioritizing your well-being, and meeting your basic needs. I'll put some more details in the show notes. That way you can get a bigger picture of just sitting with yourself and going over these and really thinking about adding these to your life. Just starting with one again, starting with one, and just see how your week goes. Notice what you notice with no judgment. And just keep a little journal. You can do this before you go to bed. Just how your day went. How did your day go? You're going to focus on self-awareness. Just understanding what you value. More like a playbook. Your value, your strengths, your weaknesses, and desires. Reflecting on your emotions and thoughts. Or maybe it's self-compassion. Maybe you're going to focus on that. Understanding and bringing more kindness to yourself. Or just making yourself more of a priority in setting the boundaries or meeting your basic needs. So again, I'll include these four in detail again, just so you can visually see it when it's time to actually journal. And if you want to share, there's room to share on my website. I always include the link. I'll include the link where the show notes, howtoliveintime.com/podcast. That's where you can find all the podcast episodes. And also there's always details, there's notes, and there's a way for you to leave a comment. So if you want to share in a comment, you can share in a comment, or if you want to send in an email, you can do that as well. Email or DM on Instagram. I'll make sure I have all that included in the show notes. That way you can actually connect and tell me more of how things are going between this week and next week when we go to the second part of showing up for yourself. Remember, overall, this is part 7 of our series, Finding Time for Wellness, A Busy Person's Guide to Thriving, Not Just Surviving. So this is part 7, but part 7 is going to be split up into a couple of parts. So we won't make it confusing. It'll still say in showing up for yourself, maybe again, for part 8 for the next week. So enjoy our time together. Until next time.
Nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Bye for now.